This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
Everything is nothing without you, Lord. We'll worship you. can't breathe
without you,
oh Lord.
I can't breathe
without you, Lord.
Nothing compares to you,
yes.
Oh Lord.
Nothing. Yes. Preach on, brother.
You're all I need.
All I need.
Eternal desire.
Desire.
Nasikia
ameongeza.
My soul.
Haya.
To worship you.
Hey.
I live for.
Goodness me. Those are voices. Those are beautiful voices. All I need. By our guest today, and I'll just ask him the question very quickly. Who are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Martin and the legendary, both Martin and June. My name is Bethu.
Hi, Bethu.
Hi.
So this question is very laid on. It's a heavy question.
Yes, please.
Who are you?
Who am I? That's an existential question.
It is one of those.
Yeah. I will prepare a document, 2-page. I will email you all. So that you may slowly unpack it.
Work in progress, but you have an answer.
Yeah, exactly. We shall have a deck of
you. Or in corporate speak, I'll circle back.
Bethu.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about your journey in music. How did you start this? Where this voice? Were you born with it? When you cried, you were crying in harmony. Oh, I need milk. You know.
I had to really, really work hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't a natural singer, naturally gifted singer. So
yeah.
I had to, maybe 15, 16 years ago, that's when the interest began to develop. And I used to be half tone deaf, they call it tone deaf.
Mm.
So I used to be halfway there. So I put in the hours, went to school, got myself some, and those days there were no YouTube tutorials.
Mm.
There was no YouTube university.
Mm.
So over the years, I've been working. My story is not I was born singing. No, that's not my story.
Mm.
You know, mine is a bit different. So that's my journey. And I met Highest Praise Band in 2012. We were friends.
Who?
Highest Praise Band.
Yes,
The awesome people who were singing.
Yes.
Beav is there.
Yeah.
We met in 2012 at church. We were friends first.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's do a concert. And that's how Highest Praise Band formed. And so most of my music journey is attributed to Highest Praise thus far.
Which church?
International Christian Center, Nairobi. Shout out
I
to your...
I came to watch their Easter
Where
play.
Where is it?
On Mombasa Road.
Mombasa Road.
Thank
it looks
so
like
much,
an apartment.
Guys. Yeah, I've seen it. Now I know it.
You've never gone for their Easter place. The way I tell you,
their Easter
you
place.
Need to be closer to God. You don't listen.
Huh? No, I'm very close to God by the way. If you have seen the mountain, you can see that I'm close. Okay. Very interesting. So this, when you say you went and studied to sing, for people like me who want to study even a bit, where did you go?
Okay. My sister, my oldest sister, used to be a singer.
Mm.
And so I learned most of my chops from her.
Yeah.
And then I went to conservatoire.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kavudha.
Kavudha
Mwanzia.
Yes.
Yes, she took me on. She gave me a few pointers. We did about 3 classes. And then from then on was just now trial and error, now putting yourself out there, you know. Which is actually the best part of it, where you get to learn faster by being in the actual setting of the singing, in live gigs here and there, in church, of course. Yeah, and definitely church helped me big time.
Yeah. Let's hear what happened. Kavudha's teachings were good. ladies and gentlemen, Bethu, your first song that you're going to sing for us, what is it called?
It's a song that most people know,
yeah.
And I'm just going to do a short medley of it. It says,
yeah.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. For know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross.
Hey. You're saying you learned how to sing?
I did learn how to sing. It wasn't. And I'm still learning, though. But it wasn't like this.
You're still learning?
I'm still learning. I'm a student.
He's a student of voice and the
like
grind.
This big
artist.
Vocal artist.
Prowess.
Yo.
Even me, I'm
like in a June here. Yeah. Even singing just before June,
Don't be like that. You know, singing for us was much more simple than it is for this generation coming, I think.
What do you mean?
Because we would do what we call singing straight. You know what singing straight is? What are runs?
What are you people talking about?
Run is
the voice runs away. So do you know this song? Do you know this chorus? The one he has just sung?
No.
It's like a popular Christian song.
Do you know Yes, Jesus Loves Me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Yes.
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Yes, you can
Jesus
sing along.
Loves me.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
What was the question?
Yes, they say.
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
They're black gospel.
Mandoido.
Doesn't have to be black gospel, but yes, you're on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah,
so every song is like that.
Yes.
Every song is running.
Of course.
It's going somewhere away from the melody.
Even when Whitney's like, I want to run. She just like, run.
To you.
She didn't do. So I feel like the techniques and the chops that this generation have is extremely impressive.
So they're nahooing throughout the whole song.
More than Nahoo times five. And it's beautiful. Like, if you get it right, and that's part of the exercise of keeping on to exercise your voice and exercise that muscle.
Yeah.
Me, I can try five. And
which
then
muscle am I talking about?
The it's called the voice box.
The vocal box.
Vocal. Yeah.
Yes,
it is a muscle. It's a muscle.
You have to.
You have to keep. You have to take care of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me, at the time I was diagnosed, as Kenneth like to say, with vocal cord abuse.
Yes.
Because I use my voice for radio, for make those noises. Every so often when excitement checks in,
I
do my workshops, I laugh the wrong way. Mm. Like so many things, you know, and then it was like a cold season. So you can actually damage the muscle if you're not careful.
Yeah, true.
Wow.
So no, I have a lot of respect for the way these kids sing, but sometimes I'm also like, come back, where's the melody?
Yeah,
I've lost it.
Stay on the melody.
Stay, at least give us a melody.
Give us
line.
A straight melody line.
So it's different. It's a different time.
You guys are talking like a sportsman.
Yeah.
You could do an exam right now
score
highly.
Yeah. Actually,
she's given you a music theory lesson.
Yeah. I was wondering how you learn. What Kumba, there's a whole muscle you practice, work on.
Yeah.
So you have to wake up in the
head
morning.
Head voice, chest voice, stomach
voice.
Gargle salt water.
Like guys who have bases, like Victor Sey, legend, used to drink Coke with ice before his show.
So that it can
he could hit the bass notes like right here, because then when you warm up your vocal chords, you can hit higher ranges. When they're colder and more constricted, you can hit lower. See, there's our science.
So this is the weather for bass.
This is the weather for
bass.
This is 98.4 Capital FM.
Capital Business News. Capital FM.
Yesu amefufuka milele na milele. Yesu amefufuka.
imba.
You hi.
Imba, imba.
Huyu, huyu.
Wacha anamwambia imba.
Huyu anatoa, huyu anatoa tu ni moja moja.
1 2.
Lakini it can be very good at a rugby first.
Oh yeah, we just do
hype
one
man.
One.
Hype
one
man. Man. Hype man.
Can be so deadly. But ladies and gentlemen, we are jamming on the jam with Bethu. First of all, let us ask about the name Bethu. Where from?
That is my name in national identification. Bethuel Kipngerechi Lasoi.
Oh
yes. So Bethuel, actually it's Bethuel. Bethuel. I was told the right pronunciation is Bethuel.
Bethuel.
By who?
By I did my research and I told my parents that you have been calling me the wrong name all this time. Bethueli is in high school. Yeah. Bethuel is in my Central Kenya relative.
Yeah. Yes.
So I have variations.
Whatever your parents call you is the correct pronunciation.
No, no.
Please note.
Bethuel.
Mom, dad, ninawapenda, but I vetoed you.
Unajua, every tongue has a way of saying a name.
That's true.
The
That's
French
true.
Said Martin differently.
Yeah, Martin.
That is why even us we have to accept.
How would the French say Bethuel?
Bethuel.
Bethuel.
Bethuel. So it's fine. Bethuel. Yeah, every time.
Bethuel. Bethuel. Bethuel.
Yeah. Yeah. Shamba. Ni tang.
But oui. Also, I feel like a few weeks ago we were here with Bire.
Yeah.
Bire.
Was it last Bire who said, my mother massacred my name. Apparently my name is Billy. We went what?
Oh
Billy?
My. Bire. That's Billy.
It is Billy.
I'm calling you Bire right now after this show.
So he was just like, let me just do something with the name because... Yeah. And then he said, my mother-in-law is from the Kamba community.
Yeah.
So even now, she has never called him Billy.
Yeah.
Or Mbile, she says, Mbile, Mbile, Mbile.
Ah, what
so
a transition.
Like, Kabisa, so Bethuel, Bethu.
Bethu.
Bethuel.
But napenda Bethu.
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 Yeah.
That one.
Ikona pedo.
Ikona punch.
Wah. Hey. So let's talk a little bit about how music has treated you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a way we have relationships with this thing. We like it, we love it, but can it pay our bills? Can it support our families? Or is it a thing we just do because it makes us happy? Where has the relationship taken you in terms of how music has treated you?
Excellent question. Mm. I have adopted a ministry model with music thus far. So since I began in 2012, it has always been a ministry model. That means you do it in the pocket of the church. Mm-hmm. You don't monetize it. Mm-hmm. There isn't that monetization that comes with your gift. Not that it's wrong at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that the model I used was the one that was part and parcel of the church. So I'm having an event, of course. We're going to talk about it, hopefully,
must,
in the show.
We must.
And this is a different one. Yeah, not because I'm monetizing it, but because I am actually placing lots of value on what I'm doing. And after all these years, I think I'm confident enough to place value.
You're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to place value on that.
So are we saying generally this sort of ministry model? Because see, church people also need to eat, man.
That is true.
So how does it work? Because I'm thinking that there's a young person listening who has a gift, and you know, church might be considered the easier in because you know we're there to worship God. We're not there necessarily to make money.
Yeah.
And if money comes as a side byproduct of that, you know, engagement, then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But for that person who's like a young Bedweli listening right now, What would you say? Like, because I mean, I always imagine that if you're a believer, you could do both. Huh? My views are very sometimes controversial, but I feel like even if you're serving at church, there should be a way for your gift to bless you back.
Yes,
right?
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I do.
So how do you maneuver those two things?
That's an excellent question. It's still largely controversial because you have the scriptures that say, do not muzzle the ox that treads the field and the worker deserves his pay. And some of those conversations are taken out of context. However, I do believe that the church should be the biggest supporter of talent out there. It should be.
Yeah.
And the church has the capacity to develop monetary ways around talent. Mm. You know, unfortunately, how we do our services right now is saturated in that there's only like one or two posts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's the worship pastor and maybe the MD.
Mm.
However, I've always believed that the church can you know, can develop an infrastructure, an ecosystem where in itself the church is powerful. We have to believe it's powerful, both spiritually and economically. And so what if the church developed systems and structures that empowered creatives to actually be entrepreneurs and pay and make money out of their own gift, as opposed to the conversations that were of compromise, you know, or demonizing money. And most of that comes from demonizing money, and I don't believe money is evil at all. It's not evil.
I have something to jump on here. Churches have hospitals and hotels, okay? They pay doctors.
That's
those
right.
are creative people as well. They are talented people, and they pay them very well. What's stopping you from doing the same thing? Because I feel like it's counterproductive that the people singing in church and the ones who are treating people for free.
And we are singing their songs, in church, songs, by the also. We are singing their songs. Yeah,
cannot make
worship.
Money off it.
It's the question is not a church issue, it's a cultural issue, the setting where we are, especially in our society, in the African society, where it's doctor, lawyer, engineer. There are professions that are given more weight, and then there are professions that are deemed luxury, such as the creativity, the arts and the creativity.
Wachezaji, I don't know, they call us what? Wachezaji.
Guys of games.
But that is super important, because the doctors and the music, you know, we have like music therapy now.
Yes,
you know, we have docets like music therapy, and it has been proven to actually work really, really well.
Yeah.
And so art is now taking a shape, and I'm so excited about where we are going, both as a church but also just as an ecosystem, where art is being such a is such a powerful tool in the emotional health of people, mental health, physical health, you know. And these are just discoveries, and so in the coming future I do believe that it's not going to be relegated to the sub profession. It's a sub profession, you know. It's going to have a forefront.
I agree. In my head, and I don't know if this story is true, but like, you know, Sinaj, in my head, I think like her pastor, when she came out with the first couple of songs, he said, "We are not going to preach until that everybody take out their phone." Take it out. Pastor said, "Take it out. Take it out."
Yeah.
And send money to bless this one that has been singing for. In my head, this is how the conversation went. So I don't know if there's a pastor listening and you have a congregation.
Start up a bookshop, a music store, where guys after church can pass by and buy, you know, albums and stuff like
be
that.
Be audacious. Yeah. In fact, build a studio in your church space.
Yeah. Yes.
And let that be the space that your musician ministry servers can actually go record their own music that you can also use and take a portion back if it's going to help. Yeah. Like, put some money back in
exactly.
the kitty.
And merchandise.
The sad part is that these elements have largely been called promotional tools, and they're let me not use demonize, it's such a heavy word. Maybe they're antagonized, such that now when you start thinking innovatively, it can become a problem. However, I agree with you, setting up a studio, you know,
where you're going to help the
young
people.
And it's just a challenge. I am a believer. I am for the church completely. But when you look at Jesus, he told stories. That is art.
Yeah.
You know, the gospel is artistic in nature. It's a storyteller.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the color, it's so much color and amazing storytelling throughout the Bible, and that
songs.
Is art, and he sang songs.
Yeah.
So, as a church, one of our chief powerful tools is actually to tell the gospel in artistic ways, deeply artistic forms, you know, and challenging people through art and storytelling.
Even dancers at church. Even I went to a few services where I saw this stuff.
And that will keep people busy. You can actually start a school there. People
it
can
is true. It
they
is
can
true.
Do it for free, but record as well, and then make money off the studio if you can.
Right.
I feel like this.
If that opportunity was given to me, given just how expensive it is to record music, let's say, and
music is expensive. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me, give me 30%, put it back in the kitty, so that the next person who is coming can also have some resource to start their project. Why on earth would I refuse? You know, because it has enabled something to exist that would not have otherwise existed. Hey, aya, utuimbie kanyimbo hapa. And then you'll talk to us about this project that's coming up this Kenyan who has planned ahead. When is the when is this event?
It's in August 16th and 17th.
Ebu. And what month are we in? April.
We are in April.
You are you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for changing the narrative because people don't plan. Yeah. These are our people. You know our people. They are called Kenyans. We are not planners. Mm. So this is very refreshing that we can talk about something in August. And that the Kenyans will never say, "I we didn't know." You plan now if you have to save 2 bob every day, so that you can afford to attend this thing. We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
but for now,
whom the sun sets free is free, is free. And now we live. In victory, oh, we're free, yeah, we're free. Whom the sun sets free is free, yeah, is free. Now we live. In victory, we're free, yeah, we're free.
That's a message for Kenyans right now who are feeling entrapped, either because of rain or taxes or government officials who don't tell the truth.
Oh, wow.
Just know you are free.
I...
From all of it. All of it.
I'm going to be
able to be.
My brother, I'm going to be
able to be. I'm going to be able
to be. Arusi, tafadhali, you know, yeah, wanalipanga. Arusi wanalipanga. They pay at conferences. You know, people must pray before.
And at this even for food.
Yeah,
even then, just for food.
This story of people praying with words, speaking them, is enough. We need to pray with music.
Yeah.
So, guys, Bethu, if I want to hire you, for my conference or Rorashio or whatever is happening for anyone. Rorashios and all that stuff.
It's coming.
Oh my.
No,
this is going.
These are just examples. Okay? where do I find you?
You can find, let me start with social media platforms. Yeah. That's most popular. Bethu Lasoe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can reach out to me at bethusart@gmail.com.
Ebu, say your name again.
Bethu Lasoe.
Lasoe.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a U, not a W.
Yeah.
So not at U, C-O-W.
Lasoe.
No. See Bethuel.
Oh, see Bethuel.
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 Amina.
Lasoe. Me, I've already told my aunties, you know, if your sons and daughters are getting married, there's a guy here. You don't need to have a Kikuyu person. This one speaks in all languages.
Oh. Hey. Who are you talking off now?
I'm just telling them. Hey, mambo ya kukuja hapa kutimbia. Hey, mama, they need travel. No.
We want to hear
good music, man. Also, here, there's a lady called Wamboi Stella saying she cannot believe that you studied music as well. That you'll learn how to sing. Yo sauti yako apana. And she has also challenged one of our DJs, DJ Tony. He plays the Quiet Storm early in the morning. It's a worship show. To have you on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Songs that Quiet Storm and Infused are made of. This is
thank
what
you. The thank listeners you so much, our dear about. Listener.
Yeah.
Boy.
Let me tell you.
Umeguswa.
Alafu, ameongeza kwa playlist ile wimbo tulicheza ya kwanza. Immediately. So, all I need is your music available online?
On yes, all digital platforms. Yeah. My music is available.
All right, then. Yes, what we're going to do, we're going to go into the headlines and the sport. If you have anything to tell Bethuel, and if you have anything to add on, please let us know at the Jam94. The hashtag is Jamming on the Jam. The hashtag is also DriveOut. If you have an event that you'd like him to perform at, let us know as well.
This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
We are jamming on the Jam right now with Bethu.
Bethu
here on 90.4 Capital FM, Junga Shui and Martin Karaoke. One party where she has asked, no one looks so familiar. Suni kwa member ICC. And that's me imitating Pam Pati. But yeah, unajulikana, bro.
Oh,
pale kanisani, eh? No,
I'm excuse you.
We'll give you a story of Moranga. Anyway, there's a you have an event coming up.
August.
Yes, sir.
Humans of
Eden.
Mm-hmm. Ati?
Humans of Eden.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us, what Humans of Eden? Yeah. What's that?
It is a live immersive concert. And by concert, I mean music, where we're going to blend music, innovative. We're going to have technology, innovative technology to tell stories. We're going to have stunning visuals, narrative elements. So we are literally joining all forms of artistic media, and we're telling this grand story about Eden, so and the humans of Eden.
For example, with this media. For example, which ones? What are you talking about?
Unapenda gani? Wewe unapenda muziki tuanze hapo. So what are we saying?
In other words.
Umesema nini? Hebu explain kwa watu wa 80s na 90s.
Sahi.
Media yetu zilikuwa tu mbili radio.
Mato anasikia kaa Eden is a new club. Anajalikwa.
You Eden. First of all, June, we were kicked out of Eden. You know,
we were
kicked out.
Correct.
So now he's returning us there. When you say media, ni gani hizo AI?
So AI hata tutongezea hiyo sasa. But we are taking the normal kind of media that we do and we are amplifying it. I don't want to spoil. Oh, I don't want to sell it.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. But it's going to be stunning.
Where is the event?
It's a Brabant Theatres.
Brabant Theatre.
Yes, sir.
So tickets, are they on sale?
Tickets are on sale at kenyabuzz.com, www.kenyabuzz.com. Mm-hmm. If you just go to the event page and you'll see the Humans of Eden, go ahead and buy a ticket right now before the early bird ticket starts zinaishaga. Alafu mnasema, oh, sikupata ticket. No, they were there.
Please, can I get one?
Yes, can I get one? Early bird. Yes, because after early bird, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Na mujue, ni imbremban, iko na fixed number of chairs. Okay, si kama kanisa.
Oh, hakuna mali ya kusimama.
Hakuna plastic in chairs. Sawa wa Kenya. Na wajua, by the way, na wajua sana. When you see Hema, you say, tutakuta tuna kiti yako. No, Brabant is an establishment.
It's a theater.
It's a beer. Thank you. Bidu's ticket is a beer.
So, unasema, sinikikuji hapo, siwezi kasema, nasimama kwa mlango.
No.
Awezi sinama kwa mlango.
Hapo, hiyo ni fire exit.
Hata mi kuna siku moja, nilienda gig, moja ya lady anaitwa Nechesa, nikasema, nitaenda tu pale kwa mlango. Nitanunua hapo ticket kwa mlango.
Ukajipata uko kwa, uko
that afternoon, the tickets were sold out.
Complete.
So stand outside.
And it was a very good show.
It was a good show?
I was there.
Amazing.
So what do you say she had paid? Sorry, Aliba tickets are how much?
They're 2,500
shillings. Yes. The show will run for how long?
The show is 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
So and only one day.
We are doing 2 days.
Okay.
It's the same story, but you have different expressions. Mm. So we're expressing them differently. Yeah. So
so you are saying we must come for both
shows. We must
shows.
Buy season tickets. It's important. It's important. So
if I come on the first day, there are things that will happen on the second day that didn't happen on the
correct.
First.
Correct.
Unani stress.
This is
correct.
And I told you this man is like a sportsman.
Yeah.
So day one is preliminaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day two finals. Sasa kile me happen day one. Ni ile tu kachumbi kadogo tu kali yako. The masala is on day two.
Preach, sir.
Yeah.
You are preaching.
Thank you so much. This is what I do for a living. Yeah.
But now, if we ask you to come back to Ruaka, ufanye hiyo experience hapa tuko na microphones.
We have movie theaters.
Massive.
Yeah.
Could this show travel? Could you take it to a
travel.
Different venue?
Exactly. We've done so much to make it scalable, not just to a venue, but to different audiences, and making it like a traveling theater. Mm.
So is it you on stage alone, or how many are you?
So I am on stage.
Yes.
This is, it's a human story, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to share the human story through this different media, but I'm going to have amazing SEO guys. You can't miss. And the thing is, a guest may come on Friday, may come on Saturday, you know. So it's You know?
Yeah. You need to be there for more.
You need to be there for you to have the full experience.
I got your gift.
Bedu is like Jason Runo.
Yeah.
Jason Runo.
Yeah.
Uyo ni mtu tunafanya hii kitu inaitwa because you said so.
He's a beekeeper.
Yeah. Mm. Jason, the first show he did, because this is like your, is this like, could we say this is your inaugural
show? Yes.
Yeah. So Jason had a show with many of us on stage, but poster ilikuwa tu yeye. So Diomana nasema, when you come on Jason,
I pulled a
Jason. You pulled
a Jason. Exactly.
Yeah, you pulled a Jason. So
whoever is available on the
just come.
But good thing. It's a good thing. What are you most hopeful for?
For people to feel that we are saying and what we are communicating. We've gone to such a great distance. Music as simple but as strong and melodious as possible, so that it may vibrate in your heart long after, but also the message may sink in and people may actually understand, yo, this is what it's all been about all this time. Yes.
And for those of the people who come to church with you, what do you want to tell them? Because you know the message for them is different.
Yeah, I want to tell them this. You'd want to come to this show because we are telling the gospel in a way that perhaps we haven't been used to, in a way that is different. And so different is not evil.
Yeah.
Just come and listen and be part of, you know, this first thing that I'm doing.
Different is not evil.
Different is not evil, it's not diversity, it's beauty.
Remind my fellow Christians that Jesus Christ was different.
spoke to different people.
He was very different. He came and spoke to the other people.
It's true.
No, he didn't come to the church. He walked into very, very weird places.
Yes, sir.
And he went and, you know, spread his gospel there.
He said he came for those who are sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And leprosy. And the ones who were charging for other things, you know, the drunkards, they were all there. So remember that. Let's support Beth. You said what date again?
August 16th and 17th.
Are those dates significant for you?
They are the dates that Braben gave me. Oh. I had later dates. I had a week. It was a week after. I was like, guys, I'll take that.
Yeah. There were 2 days at Braben. So buy your tickets, guys.
No, normally I ask a question of young Bethu, but you've already told us what you went through.
No, tell us.
No, I want old Bethu.
Yeah. Yeah.
When your time comes.
Yeah.
What do you want them to write about you?
Mm. But when my time comes, my eulogy, simply I love Jesus and I love my wife and my family. Mm. Just that. Hey. It's a simple thing.
Hey.
I don't have much.
June hapa roho imetokatika.
Yeah.
Maliza show.
Hapo.
Huyu jamaa amekatakata vitunguu.
Because also kuna wengine walikuwa nasikia alafu amesema wife. Umeharibu sana. That's what they're going so many. But I think it's nice to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes those are the things we forget.
That's true, June.
You know, we're out here trying to do all these other things that people won't remember. And somebody else will become that role or take on that role, but they cannot be the ones who love your family or your wife or Jesus the way you love them.
Yeah. Wow.
So what I mean about your flowers, instead of you just being in a pine box, three guys around you is telling you, let me tell you something, you're going far, you're doing a fantastic job, you're amazing, it has been many years, but carry on, don't stop.
Thank you so much.
It
sir.
Is you're such a breath of fresh air. We walked in here. He ran through here. Then that's okay.
This is my size.
Leaping over hips, but fantastic. That was beautiful, man.
Thank you
that
so
was
much.
Fantastic. The music is awesome.
I got 2 lines. Two
5 o'clock. Okay, sir.
Yeah, it's 2 lines. Just two lines.
Yeah, as Davis prepares his throat.
As I prepare my throat, I will sing a song that goes this way. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be with us, then what can separate us? Thank you, guys.
Kujani Show, Humans of Eden, 16th and 17th of August. Bethus, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.